Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Our guy Joe Formlow is on fire, and he joins us now in the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. You don't have to get every pick right, Joe, but here's the deal. You tell people about Alabama struggling, and they lose that game, and you are a genius, my friend. Congratulations.
Good stuff, Joe.
I got to tell you, boys, it's a very nice welcome because we're leaving out all the other college picks, which were absolutely dreadful. The college picks have just been dreadful this season. The NFL picks have been okay, but we ended up getting that Vandy pick home last week, which was nice. But I don't want to take away from the lead here, all right? And this is not a joke. 2 minutes before we started talking, I'm getting texts from my wife, who's a big outdoorsy, nature, hippie-type person. She's the exact opposite of me. It's what makes the relationship work. Our home in Connecticut is kind of in the woods. If this isn't the sign to end all signs, we got bears walking through the backyard as we speak. And I'm not lying. Look at the Twitter account. Big bears walking through the backyard. I mean, that's got to be an omen for this weekend, is it not?
Don't mess with them, Joe. Don't mess with the bears.
I'm not there. I got the hell out of there before any of that wildlife comes through. Everybody
oh
sees
my
wildlife
goodness.
In my neighborhood, but me. There's
oh
foxes.
Oh, my goodness.
Bears.
I'm watching.
Do you see the thing?
Yes,
it's
I'm
huge.
Seeing it, Joe. Go to at Joe Fortenbaugh, and you can see the bear walking in the backyard of Joe Fortenbaugh's house.
You got to charge that guy rent. Holy mother of God.
I mean, yeah. So here's the deal. Max Bet Chicago. I'll catch you next week.
Joe, you're being slowly surrounded. Oh, boy.
I will say, when it comes to the Bears, though, this weekend, unfortunately for Chicago fans, and this isn't, you know, it's not a death knell or anything like that, it has been Jacksonville money this week. The Sharp guys hit it a couple days ago. It was yesterday, actually, Thursday. It was about 2.5. Bears were the favorite. They were a one-point favorite. It got bet all the way up to 2.5. And then we started to see the Jacksonville money come in. Mindset here, maybe the Bears are a bit overvalued off their last couple of wins against teams that aren't very good. Maybe Jacksonville's a little undervalued based on the slow start. That's where the money is. I have not played Jacksonville. There's a little bit of money on the over, which I found interesting because I talked to some guys who really like the under here. But we saw it go from about 42.5 to 44. So that's where we stand right now. Remember, you're walking into a bit of a trap. Jacksonville knows this London game well. They're very familiar with being over there. So that's a bit of an advantage for the Jags.
Even though they just arrived.
Yeah, so there's a couple schools of thought on how to handle that travel. If you talk to some of the former players who have done it. One school of thought is get there as early as possible so you can get acclimated. The other school of thought is get there as late as possible. Don't even bother trying to get your body on local time. Just show up right in advance, play the game, and then get the hell out of there. If you go back to the UFC card that was in August in Manchester, it was fascinating because you had a lot of local fighters there. But because they couldn't move the time based on the American broadcasting schedule, the main event went off at like 5 a.m. local. All the fighters who traveled in from other places like America had far more success than the local fighters who were on local time. The other guys came in late. They didn't bother adjusting, and they had a lot better success. So sometimes flying in late, some of these teams have realized is better for them because they don't even bother trying to get their body clocks on the local time.
What do you like? And I got to get an Ohio State-Oregon idea from you, Joe.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, so we'll start with tonight. We're going to lay it with Utah -5.5 over Arizona State. this line's going to move. It might get through seven. It's starting to move because the word's trickling out that Cam Rising's going to be back. He's going to be playing for Utah tonight. It's not official yet, but Arizona State's a one-trick pony. They can't throw the ball. Utah's very good defending the run. Utah's off the bye. They're off their first loss of the season. I think they put it on Arizona State here, so I'm laying the 5.5. As we work our way into the weekend, I'd lay the big number with Illinois over Purdue. It's around 21.5. Purdue looks like they've quit on the season. They've lost by like an average of 34 points per game over the last four. They've had several decommits over the last couple weeks from some of their key players. Hudson Card, the quarterback, rumor is he's in concussion protocol. Haven't confirmed it, but that's the rumor. That's why we saw the line jump from 19 to around 21.5 earlier in the week. Illinois coming off the loss, coming off a bye. I think they put it on Purdue. I want to be very sensitive with this one, and I want to make that very clear because I know there's a lot of tragedy that goes on, but because there's a sports betting segment, I just want to mention this one. Memphis is playing at South Florida. Now, we're certainly not trying to make light of the hurricane situation, but again, it's a sports betting segment, so if you want to be educated on this stuff, this is what guys in my line of work think about. South Florida is based in Tampa. The game was supposed to be tonight at Raymond James Stadium. Because of the hurricane, they moved the game to Saturday, and they're moving it to Orlando. Needless to say, South Florida's week has been disrupted quite a bit by this in terms of their preparation. They're also dealing with several injuries. Memphis is off a loss. Memphis is coming off their bye week. Memphis -7 is a bet some of the pros are looking at because of that situation. Again, not trying to make light of the hurricane, but when we talk sports betting, we're looking at different angles and handicaps, and I figure the audience should know about something like that because we've been doing this for over 10 years every Friday morning, and we do try to educate the audience. Couple others, LSU +3.5 over Ole Miss. Awful spot for Ole Miss. On the road for the second time in 2 weeks. They haven't had a bye yet. This is their seventh straight week with a game. LSU coming off their bye week. I'll take the points with LSU. I think they win the game outright. I would lay the 14 with Texas over Oklahoma. They're missing their top five wide receivers. I don't think Oklahoma can keep up in this game. They're not very good to begin with. Texas started slow in this game last year, and it cost them. I think they put it on Oklahoma. Late night game, Hawaii-Boise State over 60.5. Should be a ton of points there. And then for the Ohio State-Oregon game, I am playing Ohio State -3. It is a smaller wager. Everything I mentioned to this point, I like more than Ohio State. I think Ohio State's defensive line against Oregon's offensive line will be the difference. I don't trust Dylan Gabriel, the quarterback at Oregon. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people like him. Look, man, he was at Central Florida. He's at Oklahoma. He's at Oregon. If he's so great, he'd probably be in the NFL by now. So I'm just going to play Ohio State in that matchup. So to recap, Utah tonight -5.5, Illinois -21.5, Memphis -7, LSU +3.5, Texas -14, Hawaii Boise over 60.5. That's a robust card there, gentlemen.
This segment with Joe Fortenbaugh brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4 Seasons.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How robust is your NFL card, Joe?
It's looking good. This is where we've had some winners, so we look to keep it cooking here. I'm going to work in no particular order. Cincinnati -3.5 Sunday night against the Giants. Everyone's kind of waiting to see what the situation is with Malik Nabers, who's still in the concussion protocol. Cincinnati was -5.5 on the look-ahead line here. It's now down to 3.5. I think it's a great spot for Cincinnati. A lot of people haven't heard about this yet, but the Bengals defense had a players-only meeting this week. I think these guys are coming to play. They have let way too many opportunities slide by. They know their season's on the line, and the offense has been playing fantastic. I think the Bengals put it on the Giants. I would lay the 3 with the Lions over the Cowboys. Dan Campbell and the Lions coming off their bye week. It's only a 3-point spread. Jared Goff, 13-3 against the spread in his last 16 road games. I mean, this Detroit team should be able to pick their number against this Dallas defense. So I'd go over 27.5. on the Lion team total as well. I think they're going to have a big offensive day against Dallas. Baltimore -6.5 over Washington. I think Washington is going to be the big public dog. I think Baltimore is going to teach them a lesson here. This is that old step up in class game for the Commanders. They've been very good, and they'll probably find a way to score, but I think defensively they're going to go to school, and the Ravens are going to run it down their throat, and then Lamar's going to hit them big over the top. So I'd lay the big number there. That has public dog screaming written all over it. Patriots +7 over Houston. This is a tough one to swallow. Drake May's going to get the start. Houston is 4-1 this year. Their four wins have come by a grand total of 15 points. Okay, they actually have a -12 point differential on the season. Tennessee's point differential is -11. Houston's overrated. Nico Collins is out. That's 1/3 of C.J. Stroud's passing production gone. They might win that game, but I think it's going to be ugly. I take the Patriots +7. Chargers, Denver, under 35.5. That one speaks for itself. It's going to be a rock fight. Jets +2.5 Monday night. It's what we call the dead coach bounce. Salah's out. These teams tend to pop 1 week after firing their coach. Last 4 years, teams the week after firing their head coach, 9-2 against the spread.
Wow.
So I'd look at that one. So to recap, Cincinnati -3.5 over the Giants. Lions -3 over the Cowboys. I'd also play the Lions team total over 27.5. Ravens -6.5 over Washington. You might want to lock that in. It's moving to 7. Patriots +7 over Houston. You might want to lock that in. It's moving to 6.5. Chargers, Broncos under 35.5. Jets +2.5. For anyone driving around who's ever able to keep track of all this stuff, God bless you. I don't know how the hell you do it.
Well, I think all anybody really heard is that there are bears running around your
house. Hide the house pests, Joe.
That's right, buddy.
Bears in the backyard. And if you hear the dog, we have this scary looking dog. He's a husky, but he's terrified of everything. So you hear him in the video screaming at the bear. His name is Runaway Jim. He's named after a fish song. Jim, shut up. Stop drawing attention to the bear. You're not going to do anything about it. Just let the bear make his way down the street to beat the Jaguars this weekend.
Oh, you're the best.
Thanks, Joe.
You guys are the best. Love you, Chicago. Go Bears.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.